Hawkeye 360 raises $416 million in NYC IPO. Investors just bet that radio frequency mapping of ships and aircraft scales into a durable public company. The hidden risk sits in the revenue mix. Heavy reliance on single-year defense appropriations means any budget delay hits immediately. Spire Global now has to decide whether to accelerate its own listing or accept talent flight toward a peer with liquid options. Expect the first quarterly filing to reveal whether commercial sales can offset any Pentagon slowdown by late next year. Samsung exits China TV and appliance market. Domestic manufacturers spent years undercutting on price while matching feature parity. The vacated factories and retail relationships now flow straight to Hisense and Skyworth. Both companies can redirect engineering teams toward the export models that used to compete directly with Samsung's overseas lines. Component suppliers in the region will see order shifts within 2 quarters as production lines retool. The bigger question is whether this accelerates Samsung's own pivot into higher margin components rather than finished goods. Cloudflare cuts 1,100 jobs in restructuring. Core CDN margins have been sliding for quarters because customers now bundle security and compute into every renewal. The restructuring frees cash, but it also reduces bench strength for the complex integrations that justify premium pricing. Akamai will run its own parallel review before the next large customer bake-off. Smaller developers may see support queues lengthen, which pushes them toward point solutions from newer entrants. The real signal arrives in the following quarter's margin bridge, once severance charges clear. Upwork to slash 24% of workforce. Automation of project matching and billing now covers tasks that previously needed dedicated staff. The smaller team will struggle to maintain the white-glove onboarding that enterprise clients expect. Toptal can use the moment to court displaced power users who want faster payments and dedicated account managers. Freelancers at the high end may migrate platforms once response times slip, shrinking Upwork's take rate on larger contracts. Watch the next 2 quarters of gross bookings to see whether remaining users concentrate or leave. Bill Holdings cuts up to 30% of staff. Payments automation still demands more manual reconciliation than founders originally projected. Cutting nearly a third of roles protects cash while the company repurchases shares, yet it also slows product development on new AP workflows. Melio can now pitch its lighter platform to mid-market finance teams frustrated by longer implementation times at Bill. Enterprise customers may push for contract concessions once they learn support staffing has thinned. The next earnings release will reveal if payment volumes held steady or if the cuts delayed the slowdown. Google launches screenless Fitbit Air Tracker. Every sensor reading now flows directly into Google's cloud without a screen buffer in between. That architecture hands the company a cleaner dataset for training its health models, but it also locks users into a subscription if they want to see any trends. Rivals shipping similar devices will now face pressure to match the $99 price point while still turning a profit on hardware alone. Watch for Samsung to accelerate its own screenless band launch before the holiday season. Arm flags smartphone market slowdown. Beating revenue estimates did little to reassure investors once the smartphone growth forecast turned negative. The company now faces a tighter squeeze on its royalty stream as volumes flatten, which could force design wins into lower-margin IoT and automotive sockets instead. Phone makers using ARM cores will likely push for volume discounts on the next architecture license to protect their own margins. Expect Qualcomm to highlight its custom Nuvia cores more aggressively in upcoming briefings as a hedge against royalty erosion. Tutor Intelligence opens largest U.S. robot data factory. Collecting synchronized motion and vision data at this volume changes the economics for anyone training manipulation models from scratch. smaller teams can no longer rely on scraping YouTube videos or renting time on scattered arms to close the gap. The facility effectively sets a new minimum viable dataset size that competitors must match or license access to. Watch how Figure and Boston Dynamics adjust their own data strategies once the first models trained here ship to customers next year. U.S. Defense Debt expands microelectronics contract to $100 million. Allocating the full $100 million at once shows workforce pipelines now sit at the same priority level as fab subsidies. Schools and training programs that win slices of the money will have to publish placement rates into actual foundries by early next year. Otherwise, the department can redirect remaining tranches to private boot camps that already guarantee hires. Intel and GlobalFoundries stand to gain the most direct pipeline, but only if they open their process docs for the curriculum. Skyroot Aerospace raises major funding round. Domestic backers dominating the cap table reduces the usual pressure to chase U.S. launch contracts for quick returns. That freedom lets Skyroot stretch timelines toward a reusable upper stage without quarterly investor reviews. State-owned launch providers now have to match commercial pricing on rideshares or lose the growing private satellite queue to newer pads. The next 12 months will show whether older government vehicles can book enough missions to justify their continuing subsidies through the end of the decade. Mixtape Adventure Game releases May 7th. The decision to hit Switch 2 on day one reveals Mixtape's backers betting on Nintendo's new hardware to carry narrative indies into living rooms. That move compresses the usual console port timeline by 6 months. Expect smaller studios to now demand simultaneous certification from Nintendo's QA teams, raising costs for everyone else. Sales on PC will tell if the coming-of-age hook travels beyond the console bundle. Watch how this affects next year's mid-tier releases that skip physical editions entirely. Alabaster Dawn enters early access on PC. Radical Fish is testing whether the cross-code audience will pay to finish an unfinished sequel rather than wait for a polished launch. Early access numbers will force their pricing decisions on the final release within 9 months. Other 2D action studios now face pressure to drop similar previews before their marketing budgets run dry. The real test arrives when console versions get announced without the same discount window. Success pushes more 2D RPGs to launch incomplete on Steam next spring. Kill It With Fire 2 launches on Switch. Nintendo's hardware keeps quirky simulators like this alive long after their Steam peaks fade. The Switch release now decides whether the franchise expands into a series or ends after one sequel. Physical copies on store shelves will force other small-team action games to prioritize cartridge runs over digital-only plans. Revenue split with Nintendo could limit how quickly the studio funds a third entry. Expect the same pattern for other simulator sequels aiming for Nintendo retail presence within the next year. Waxhead's music game hits multiple platforms. Simultaneous launches across four platforms usually signal weak marketing spend rather than broad appeal. Waxhead's must now prove its rhythm mechanics can retain players without platform-exclusive features to lean on. That choice raises the bar for future music titles hoping to avoid staggered releases. Patch coordination across PC and consoles will stretch the studio's support window past the first 6 months. Other rhythm games will copy this before year end to maximize day one reach. Odyssey Therapeutics upsizes IPO to $304 million. Pricing at the top of the range shows institutions are still chasing clinical stage assets despite the IPO winter. Odyssey now faces pressure to deliver phase data within the next 12 months or watch its valuation reset. Rival developers with similar autoimmune programs must accelerate their own filings before the window closes again. The upsized raise gives them extra runway, but also raises the bar for every follow-on offering this summer. smaller peers may postpone roadshows until after next earnings cycle. Lime prepares for near-term IPO launch. Permit costs in key cities have climbed faster than ridership recovery. Lime needs to secure extensions in at least 8 metros before filing, or the effective take rate drops below what bankers quoted to early investors. Bird inherits the same terms once Lime sets the precedent. The same pattern hit scooter economics hard in 2023. That explains the slip into 2026 and why analysts will zero in on unit economics in the prospectus to see the real margin picture. Siga Technologies holds May 7 earnings call. BARDA renewal talks will dominate the discussion on the call. Siga must demonstrate progress on at least one new foreign military sale to offset the domestic stockpile slowdown. That number sets the production schedule for Emergent BioSolutions, which holds the backup contract if volumes fall short again this quarter. Investors will pass the prepared remarks for any hint of contract size, because that figure determines whether the company meets its own guidance for the full year. Fact 2 acquisition files aerospace presentation. Defense revenue milestones now dictate 70% of the payout to SPAC holders. Precision must prioritize government bids over commercial work for the next year, or risk missing the earnout triggers entirely. Rivals bidding on the same Pentagon programs gain a timing advantage if the merger diverts management attention during integration. The presentation leaves open how quickly the combined entity can file for additional clearances, a step that usually stretches 12 months in this sector. Indian startups raise over $100 million in early May deals. Early-stage capital is flowing back into vertical SaaS plays rather than consumer apps. Pronto and the others closed at valuations that leave little room for follow-on rounds without revenue traction inside 12 months. U.S. funds active in India now face pressure to either lead the next checks or watch allocations slip to local players with tighter terms. The pattern suggests seed pricing has stabilized, so any startup missing ARR targets will face down rounds by early next year. Standard Bots scales humanoid production capacity. Actuator supply contracts will determine whether the new line actually hits its throughput target. Standard Bots must lock in volume commitments from 2 suppliers by Q3 or face the same delays that slowed Agility Robotics last year. That constraint now shapes every scaling plan in the industrial robotics segment. Customers evaluating pilot deployments should expect longer lead times until those supplier deals close, because capacity remains tight across the sector.